I turned the radio on to see if there was any information on KFSK, and there was not. In the meantime, I was trying to look for information, and the police department contacted me and said that they had received an alert as well. So we went to the police department and kind of powwowed there with Kelly Swihart, and then he called in some extra officers.
So the police chief, you went to the police department and talked with the police chief about what to do?
Correct, and we had notified the borough manager.
So that was your night. You woke up to your cell phone?
Yes, at about 12:45.
Yeah, residents received emergency alerts on their cell phones.
So there's a statewide alert. That was a tsunami alert. That's what woke me up. It wasn't until I had gone to the police department that we activated our Code Red system, which is the email or the phone calls from the Petersburg Police Department.
Okay.
That came from us.
Okay, so first came the state alert.
Correct.
And then came the local police department alert.
Correct.
The local alert that went out said to monitor KFSK for further information.
Yes.
And if you turned on KFSK, there were automated alerts from the emergency alert system telling people to go to higher ground. That I think it's a federal.
It's your
federal
alerts. Emergency alert notification system for Petersburg, yes.
Yeah. And then staff was on the air telling people to be ready to evacuate. So who in Petersburg actually makes the call for evacuation? Because there were no sirens. No sirens went off, so it wasn't to that point.
Correct. So I am the emergency manager. Ultimately, it resides with the borough manager, but I act under his direction. So I waited and conversed with Kelly Swihart, who's the police chief, and we talked about what our options were. We needed more information, so we contacted the State Emergency Operations Center for more information. When I had made that initial call, they hadn't staffed their EOC yet. The Emergency Operations Center. So it was the night person who carries a cell phone to receive calls. She gave me that we were in a tsunami warning, not Petersburg specific, but Alaska, all coastal Alaska. At that point, when Kelly got to the police department, then we had a conversation about let's gather more information before we evacuate the community. If we had chosen to evacuate the community, we would have activated the siren in addition to the Code Red system and letting KFSK know that we were evacuating. We chose not to due to the information that we were receiving and or to just monitor the situation and see if we were going to get a significant wave. We reached out to other communities, Cordova, Sitka. Kelly had reached out to another community to find out what kind of activity they had, and it was very minimal. And at that point, we decided we're not going to evacuate.
So Petersburg itself wasn't identified as a town that was in the
tsunami
the tsunami zone.
Correct.
It was just generally all coastal communities, but they did name some specific towns.
Yes.
Petersburg wasn't one of them.
No, correct. And so she gave us Cordova, which they expected a wave at 2:20, I believe, and Craig, which expected a wave at 3 o'clock. And so we kind of guesstimated when it might come to Petersburg.
Okay.
So we knew we had time to calculate and gather more information before we made a decision to evacuate or not.
And then if you were going to make the decision to evacuate, then you would start the sirens.
We would have activated the siren. We would have let KFSK know so they could make the announcement that we were, in fact, evacuating the community. And we would have changed the Code Red message to indicate to evacuate to higher ground.
Part of being prepared for a tsunami is having an emergency disaster supply kit ready. What does that mean exactly? If you don't have one, what should that include?
Well, there's some personal responsibility, obviously. I get an awful lot of phone calls and emails of, hey, Sandy, you didn't have water at this location, or hey, Sandy, you didn't have diapers at this location, or what about my pets? I need dog food or cat food. There's a lot of personal responsibility, so you as an individual need to be prepared to take care of yourself. I cannot take care of 3,000 people, or the borough cannot. So the national standard is a 3-day survival kit, so enough food and water, clothing, medication for you to have if you have to evacuate your home or the power goes out or something to that effect. Alaska, because we're so isolated, especially living on an island with no road system, we recommend at least a 7-day survival kit. So it should include drinking water, medications. You should have a stash of medications that you can take with you. Food, of course, some type of lighting. If you have a hard hat or some hard sole shoes, you know, if there's broken glass or nails or rubble that you need to walk through, that type of thing. So that's what we recommend. So most people have a tote or a 5-gallon bucket or a couple, and consider your pets as well. So food and water for them.
The idea being you may not have a half an hour or an hour to kind of gather up things at home.
Correct.
You really need to hit the road.
Like be able to grab it and go.
Grab it and go.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for this information, Sandy.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time.